how is it they came about choosing you to be Johnny Rebel?
Okay. Which I was a logical person because, you know, I did most of the writing in town, myself and J.D. Milley. Well, they just asked me if I thought I could come up with stuff, you know, in the same vein as this, you know. Well, I doubt if I could come up with something like Flight NAACP 105. That was pretty unique, you know. But I told them, you know, maybe they gave me an idea. Dago gave me the idea about Cajun Ku Klux Klan. I said, okay, I went home and I tossed it around some, and I come up with this. With the Cajun Ku Klux Klan thing, you know. Took it back to them and played it for them, you know, and they were kind of ecstatic about it. You know?
Something that I just find kind of curious and kind of funny is that, you know, I asked you about the names, you know, why it is you chose the name Johnny Rebel, this and that and the other, and you had told me that you didn't choose the name. The producers chose the name for you, just like the rest of the names, and that they did it because they felt like your name sounded too ethnic, too French,
right.
You know, and... Mm-hmm. Ironically, a guy named Dago telling somebody that their name sounds too ethnic, you know, kind of floors me. But beyond that, what was the other name they had originally proposed to release these records under that you were telling me about the other day?
I'm telling you about a name of Carney Hall when I'd recorded some sides in Nashville. Ferlin Husky suggested that they call me Carney Hall.
I'm not quite sure how the Johnny Rebel series would have gone over, released under the name of Corny Hall.
Right, but that Johnny Rebel thing, I don't know. I don't know whether it was J.D. or Dago. I think it was J.D. that come up with the idea, the name Johnny Rebel.